This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked. You now said correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason's engineering the broadcast in Minnesota. I'm Vincent Fennelli. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Welcome, Gwyneth.
Hello, Vincent. How are you this morning?
I am well, and I apologize that I was not available when you called a couple times over the last couple of days. So I just wanted to let you know that we're not ignoring you. It's just, you know, it used to be
that's okay.
I could take calls when I was near the phone. What a mess. Everything is taking so much longer. We're working day and night to fix broken equipment. We're having trouble getting replacement parts. The people behind the counter at the places where you buy parts don't know what they're doing. It's unbelievable. So I want to tell you a quick story. So a few months ago, we saw that rain was going to come, and I thought, you know what, I'll just take my best vehicle I ever owned, my 24-year-old Mercedes-Benz diesel, and put it in the barn. Let's see. Yeah, and it rained for 2 months, and the mud was so slippery I couldn't get it out of the barn. So I left it in the barn for 2 months. I hooked up a battery charger to it, you know, every week. You know, let it charge for a couple days and then took it off. Well, I went to start it, and it wouldn't start. So I put the battery charger back on it. And it's a relatively new battery, about 1 year old. And this is a heavy-duty, very large battery. So this is not, you know, some cheesy battery. It's bigger than any American battery on the market. It's way heavier. It has two handles on it to carry it rather than one. And that's a standard size battery that Mercedes puts in their old diesel cars. Well, it wouldn't start, and the mirror has two LEDs, one that's green and one that's red, and they alternate. They flash back and forth, and that tells you your security system will not let you start the car. So it took me 3 days to figure out exactly what was wrong, switching batteries, jumping wires, trying to bypass the security system and so forth. What I'm saying is, please, class, do not let your battery go dead because all kinds of weird things happen to your car. And if you were to jump it with a jumper from... Right. And when you hook up jumper cables, there's an arcing that goes on, and that tends to confuse the computers as well. So what you don't want to do is jump from one vehicle to another, or unless you absolutely know what you're doing, because if you get it wrong, you can fry your computer, you can fry your alternator, and you're looking at, you know, $1,000 or so in repairs, or more. So whatever you do not let your battery go dead. And what you have to do is, you know, start it every, three, four, 5 days, you know, let it run for a little bit, back it up, go forward. You know, with this lockdown, people aren't using their cars and their trucks as much. So that's what happened to us, and I was reined in. Now, I know how to charge the battery, and I've got battery chargers all over the barn hooked up on 50-foot cords with the battery cable clamps on 50-foot cords. The chargers are mounted to the wall. So I just move these chargers every couple of days, and I trickle charge every battery in the barn on every piece of equipment. But somehow this one went dead. Well, So I asked Mrs. Finelli to call Mercedes and find out what a replacement key is. Now, this is a 1996, okay, Mercedes. Now, it's a very simple key. You push the button in the center, aim it at the door, you know, the driver's door, for example, and it push the button once and it'll unlock the door. Push it again, it'll lock the door. That's all this thing does. But it communicates with the ignition. So if you don't have that key, that key fob, you're not going anywhere. Even if you have the mechanical key to open the door, your vehicle will not start without that key fob. So what do you have to do to get one if you need a replacement or you lose it? Well, you call Mercedes and you give them their vehicle identification number. And you go in there and you prove with the title and your license, you know, picture ID, that you are who you say you are and you are the owner of the car. Then they'll take your $300 plus tax, and order one for you. And it only takes 1 to 2 days. And then you have to program the key. So what I'm saying is, it's a real problem if you lose your keys in today's world. And when did this start? This started around the 1990s with these electronic keys. It used to be that you could go to any hardware store and for 49 cents, 59 cents, 79 cents, 99 cents, now today it's maybe $1.99, you get a regular mechanical key, but not these electronic keys. So I just wanted to say, this is a big problem. Don't let your battery go dead. Don't let your car get confused, your car's computers get confused. And while your car is just sitting there today, it is draining the battery because the computers are saying, am I stolen? Am I stolen? Am I stolen? The computers are active while your car is just sitting there, and those computers are draining your battery. And I don't know how long these computers last, but I even read on the internet that even Mercedes has discontinued making some of the older keys. Can you imagine that? Having a key that's proprietary to a Mercedes-Benz and having Mercedes say, yeah, we're not doing that anymore. No. Now, it's not just Mercedes. All vehicles today have these keys with the electronics and the plastic part that you hold with your thumb and forefinger. And how did that happen? I think it's two things. One, people are so dumb they can't remember where they put their keys. And so the automotive industry figured out that, you know, we can really charge them a lot for these keys. And the other thing is people are so dumb that they can't, they don't want their car stolen. So because they can't keep their keys on their person. So they made it very complicated to get into the cars electronically instead of mechanically, which is put a cheap old key. And then here's what happened. So the hackers have figured out that they can hack into an electronic security system on a car faster than they could if they used a jimmy to mechanically lift the pull lock on the door. So it's faster now. And it costs more. So if you were buying a new car today, and the salesperson said to you, tell you what, we got the color picked out, we got the seats picked out, we got the interior picked out, we got all these other options. Now, do you want this last option? That would be the key. Now, do you want the regular key? That's $2. Or do you want this high security key? That's $1,500. Which would you like? I wonder how many people would say, no, I want the $1,500 key option. Makes no sense to me.
Probably most people, because they don't stop and think, they would pick the $1,500 key. But I've owned motor vehicles with these $1,500 keys. I've had problems with these motor vehicles with these $1,500 keys, and they're no fun when they malfunction. No fun whatsoever. Well, and I've owned vehicles with the old-fashioned type keys, and it's great. If you lose a key, you go and cut another one.
Yeah.
You know, just make sure that you have a spare.
You know, Gwyneth, we have an old backhoe, and it has the old-fashioned key. And what happened was the key was working fine, but the electronic switch behind the key failed. because it got water in it, because this backhoe stays outside. So this is probably a 1980s model backhoe. So we're talking, you know, like 40 years old. So I wanted to buy a replacement switch. It's called an ignition switch. There's a little plug on the back. You pull that plug off. It's got 5, 6, 7 wires on it. You pull that off. You turn this locking ring, and you take out the ignition switch. It takes 5 minutes at the most if you've never done it before. You put the new one on, and the new one, I think, was $12.99 shipped from eBay, maybe $15. I put that on, and it's working great. So, you know, we have made things so complicated that it's hard to live with them. I really like it the old way. And if I saw somebody trying to steal my car, I would just call Lucille and say, Lucille, would you come with me, please? And we'd take care of the problem. Just the two of us.
Yeah.
There'd be some yelling and screaming and, you know, some loud noises and, yeah, I don't know, have to clean up after it, but we'd take care of it. So I just want to share that little thought with our class that keys are a big, big deal. And, you know, another thing I'd like to share with our class is we've had people say, you know, can I borrow your car? The answer is absolutely not. No. So if someone says, can I borrow your car, you have no idea how they're going to park it. You don't know where they're going to park it. You don't know if they know how to drive it. You don't know if they're reckless. You don't know if they're going to drive up your insurance by banging into somebody. You have no idea what they're going to do. So as far as our equipment, our tools, even a hammer, someone says, can I borrow? The answer is we don't lend that out. We'll do it for you, but we don't lend it out. We don't lend our cars, our backhoes, our bulldozer, our hammers, our socket sets. We don't lend anything out because it never comes back the same as it left. Never. No one takes care of your stuff as well as you do. It's as simple as that. So I just wanted to share those few random thoughts, Gwyneth. I know you've got a lot on the blackboard for today's class.
Yeah, that's absolutely the truth. I don't know how close we are to the break here. I don't know if we should get into discussing Chaz/Chop and how that's likely to go down. But I wrote something to you earlier, a little bit of a speech. I don't have it in front of me because my computer's flat and the internet's off. But if you could read that out when we get back from the break, that would be great. Would that be okay, Vincent?
Sure. It's several paragraphs. Yep. Or as Amos and Andy would say, do you remember Amos and Andy? A radio show back
then. We didn't have them in our country.
Okay. It was two white guys impersonating black guys, and they would mispronounce words. And paragraph, they pronounced paragiraph. So, and when they were redecorating, they would use the word redecolating. So, I guess that's politically incorrect. So we got off to politically incorrect for the first segment. Okay, I've got it in front of me. I'll read it when we come back. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. And we're going to be talking about Chaz, Chaz/Chop, things that are going on in the United States of America, and some of it's going on worldwide, Antifa and BLM. We'll be right back.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia, and I'm going to read this email that she sent me. And let me define a few terms. CHAZ, C-H-A-Z, stands for Capitol Hill Autonomous Zone. And that is the Capitol Hill neighborhood in Seattle, Washington, in the United States. There's another term called CHOP, and they seem to be used somewhat interchangeably. And CHOP, C-H-O-P, stands for Capitol Hill Occupied Protest. Email says, this week I'd like to discuss the CHAZ CHOP phenomenon, and I've written a short speech that I think says it all in a nutshell. This whole Antifa, BLM, CHAZ CHOP phenomena is controlled opposition designed to make the blue team look good. These commies will defeat the blue team, and they think they're going to win, but they're going to fail. Because there are just too many good old boys and girls out there who hate the cops and hate communism with equal vehemence. These good old boys are the horse breakers, the dog breeders, the cowboys, the cowgirls, the gunsmiths, and the sheep farmers and croppers and hog farmers who can't sell their hogs anymore. We know our history, and we know that when this battle is in full swing, we'll be made out to be the bad guys. But really, we don't give a darn. We'll stand back and watch Antifa and Black Lives Matter annihilate the blue team and face those socialistic, communistic, not-so-nice people head-on when they think they can come for us. we think we know how to skin a deer, run a trap line, track a trail, and light a fire in the pouring rain. We can also light a fire that makes no smoke, and ride a horse and a motorbike, maybe just not at the same time. We are Australia, and we are America. We are the third leg to this stool that folks love to demonize and ignore. Black Lives Matter, Antifa, and the Blue Team hate us because we're real, we're smart, and we will not be co-opted by anyone. We know our history. Our people have sat out here in the hinterboonies, in the Australia or the Aussie bush, in the Outback, in the Appalachians, and in Texas and Nevada and country California and New Mexico and a dozen other such places for hundreds of years, waiting quietly, making a life for ourselves, watching the insanity unfold in metropoli or metropoli and suburbia, waiting for it all inevitably to collapse. When it does, the commies will come for us, and we will be ready, and we will have defeated. And when we have defeated them, we will be the ones who rebuild. We are we the people, and we will never be defeated because we love God. We're inclined to pray, and God, in turn, hears our prayers, and because he loves us all as well, he helps us. The world will go to hell, but we the people will not be defeated. When this all finally blows over, we or our seed who come after us will be the ones making the new world on the ashes of the world that our enemies have burnt down. And we will make it a place that we all want to live in. I appreciate it if you could read this little speech out on the air. I won't have any internet, so I won't be able to, but I'll be happy to claim every word. Gwyneth Isaacs.
Yep. That's what I wrote earlier today. It just came to me, and I thought, this is it. This is it in a nutshell. You know? And first of all, I would like to know your comment on what I wrote.
Oh, I'm in absolute agreement. And, you know, when you mentioned we're going to just wait, you know, sit back and wait, that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm not going to a President Trump rally. I think that's beyond crazy. You know, why would I want to infect myself and then bring it home and infect my family? Why would I want to do that with the coronavirus? Why do I want to bring the corona panic here? Why would I want to protest the way they're protesting, burning, looting, bombing, etc.?
We all need to do our part.
And show that we care.
Look, man.
I wear a mask to protect you.
You wear a mask to protect me.
Let's all wear a mask to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives.
Good reasons for the public and business owners to wear and offer face masks. But not just any mask. Cheap doesn't mean protection. Sunny-Bay.com has the best value of high-quality N95 or disposable face masks anywhere. Get disposable Level 1 face masks now, a 20-pack starting at only $12. Or a 10-pack of N95 respirator masks is only $34. Plus, get free shipping on all orders over $35. Choose your level of protection at sunny-bay.com. Prices are low, but supplies are limited. Get details and order at sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to sunny-bay.com for disposable or N95 face masks. Ask about volume discounts available for all businesses. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is now reportedly supporting another round of stimulus checks for Americans because of the pandemic. That's according to a report in the Washington Post, which adds there is continued opposition by conservatives on Capitol Hill who say it will simply cost too much. Economist Vance Gin, who once worked in Trump's cabinet, says instead of sending people more money, states should just continue to reopen their economies.
The latest state-level jobs report shows that the states that are opening up faster, like Texas, are having more job creation than places that are a little bit slower in their phase out, like in California.
U.S. Senate Democrats say they plan to block a vote on a Republican police reform bill today, calling it a half-baked effort that wouldn't really address police violence in America. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Protesters in the nation's capital planning to gather in Lincoln Park on Thursday of this week, saying they will tear down the Emancipation Statue. The controversial monument shows President Abraham Lincoln standing over a slave. Thousands of Americans have signed a petition calling for its removal, arguing that it fails to make the point that enslaved blacks fought for their own emancipation. Hundreds of protesters rallied and chanted near the statue last evening. Two human rights organizations are going to court in an effort to stop Iowa's 24-hour waiting period for abortions, recently approved by the state's legislature. Planned Parenthood of the Heartland and a doctor represented by the American Civil Liberties Union filing lawsuits late yesterday. It's in anticipation that Republican Governor Kim Reynolds will be signing that bill. And rocker Sammy Hagar says he's willing to perform during the coronavirus pandemic, even if it means he dies. The former Van Halen singer was recently asked by Rolling Stone how he was dealing with the pandemic, and he said that he'd be comfortable playing a show before there is a vaccine if the pandemic was declining. Then he added, "I'd rather personally get sick and even die if that's what it takes to get back on stage." Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's going to be sliding. When you go to for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Boy, we must be hitting a note because I'm watching the interruptions in the flow of our signal. So we may be choppy for a few minutes, and I'll see if I can fix it. But I don't know about that. It could be just something that I can't fix, but we'll continue. Arjun will be with you in just a minute. Gwyneth asked me the question, you know, my reaction to her her presentation. I'm not going to any protests because I don't know who's there. I'm not in how sick they are and how many people are there as provocateurs. I don't know who's who, so I'm not going. And our family's not going. And I'm not going to any rallies because I don't know who's there. And I certainly don't want any more pictures of me taken by the big state or the blue team. And it's so bad that people are toppling down history. They're toppling down statues. Andrew Jackson, Abraham Lincoln, Stonewall Jackson. I mean, it's unbelievable what people are doing to destroy history, Christopher Columbus. And Popular Mechanics, which I used to like as a publication, as a magazine back in the 1960s, and the 50s, 60s, and possibly into the 70s, they wrote an article on Popular Mechanics, a magazine, on how to topple a statue using science. And they say, quote, "Bring that sucker down without anyone getting hurt," end quote. The article encourages readers, promising the best advice on how to topple a statue using science.
Oh,
how to destroy the country using science. Popular Mechanics. I have no interest in ever doing anything with Popular Mechanics. I used to love it. I've got some of their, you know, old annuals, meaning all the issues for a particular year, for, I don't know, 30-something years here in our library. And I would not buy a new Popular Mechanics anything because they're talking about how to destroy the country. And they say their mechanical engineer, Scott Holland, H-O-L-L-A-N-D, advised with about 70 strong friends, protesters can pull down most statues with 4x4 recovery straps. These are these nylon straps that you would tow a vehicle with, that kind of a thing. And they even talk about the chemical approach, you know. And they also talk about melting this thing with thermite.
Wow.
We're talking about, this is what's in Popular Mechanics. So why do I not want to go? Because let's say we're marching forward in just a peaceful protest, okay? You don't know who's behind you with fireworks. You know, these launchers that launch star-spangled banner-type rockets into the air that, you know, I'm talking about Independence Day fireworks with, you know, rocket launchers. And I'm talking about things that the generally dumb public can buy. And fireworks should be illegal, in my opinion. And here in Missouri, fireworks are a really big thing. I mean, we might as well call it Fireworks Day rather than Independence Day, but people don't even call it Independence Day. They call it the 4th of July. They think we celebrate day number 4 in July every year. And it's almost like it's a law that you have to buy fireworks and get injured and breathe that magnesium and all the other chemicals that are in these explosions. People love it. People are so dumb they'll put sparklers on birthday cakes as if it's fun. And the 2- and 3- and 4-year-olds aren't smart enough and don't have enough experience to realize that the sparkler residue goes all over the cake and then they get to eat that chemical waste. So, my reaction to what you wrote is I'm not going there. I'm not going to be part of it. Now, when it's done unfolding, you know, I'll be here to help put it back together, and I'll advise people how to survive this. But I'm not going to advocate anyone go into battle with people surrounding you, trying to kill you, and chemically alter your respiratory system with tear gas and pepper balls and pepper spray and bullets that can blind you and grenade launchers on both sides. It's all ramping up. This is the Civil War combined with the Revolutionary War, in my opinion, right here in the United States of America. Any comments about that, Gwyneth, before Arjun joins us from New Jersey?
Okay. Like I said, Antifa and BLM and the Blue Team are all going to kill each other in the end because they're not, you know, Antifa and BLM, I think, will get rid of the Blue Team because the Blue Team has been told to stand down, to let them do what they want to do, even to the point of death. And Antifa and BLM are running all over the Blue Team, and they're just not standing up for themselves. when, you know, if that was us, which it's not, and it's not going to be, but they would bring out their MRAPs and their rocket launchers that they've got, and they would start firing them at us. You know, I'm sure.
You know,
of that.
Here at the farm,
they're going to get destroyed.
Here at our farm, we're very peaceful. We don't want to cause problems, and we don't. But I got to tell you, if someone wants to damage our property or kill us, the rules of engagement will have changed instantly.
Yeah.
Instantly.
We're not going to back down. You know?
That's right. That's right. Arjun in New Jersey, welcome.
Yes.
Yeah, Arjun's on.
Hello, Vince. I wanted to talk about South China Sea today. It is just my perspective, but I think this coronavirus is actually a bioweapon that has been unleashed by China on the world to target two different things. One is U.S., second one is Europe. And the objective of China was to occupy South China Sea as well as Taiwan. Taiwan actually don't want to be like a one nation, like two nations and one constitution thing. So Chinese have been doing this thing for different countries. They did with Tibet. They actually, they ate up Tibet. Tibet is now part of China now. They did same thing with Hong Kong right now. So they moved their constitution. Hong Kong is gone to China now. They don't want to wait till 2047. So the thing is that, like in Taiwan, what happened? The election happened, and the president that came there, she said that like we will abolish the system. We want to be an independent country. So that's why the actual objective. So Taiwan is one objective. Then in South China Sea, like around your borders, you can in the sea you are allowed to have like 200 miles radius of border. You know, like from your land, in the sea. So which is only 1/10 of South China Sea, and it is only called South China Sea because like Europe used to trade in China for silk, and they used to come through this road, so that's why they used to call South China Sea. It has nothing to do with like it is owned by China. China wants to claim 100% of that South China Sea. Why? Because this sea has 30%, currently 30% of the oil comes from this sea. 40% of the gas comes from the sea. There is a major trade route that actually happens through the sea. So if it gets the sea, then it means that like every vessel, there is no freedom of navigation. Every vessel has to register with China, and it will make China rich and prosperous more even than U.S. So that's why U.S. has all these ships, when they bombarded Japan with nuclear bombs, they took their security that they changed their constitution that like you will never develop just nuclear weapons and we will provide you security. So currently there are 55,000 U.S. soldiers in Japan, 25,000 in South Korea, and there are small countries like Vietnam, Philippines, and things like that. So getting back to this, so now initially they put this bioweapon on this whole world, and this was just to neutralize U.S. and Europe. So through NATO treaties, Europe cannot come for help. Now, the countries that are there are very small. They don't have any nuclear weapons, like Philippines, Vietnam, Malaysia, and things like that, Thailand, and things like that. So the things are like, when if you remember, there were like two ships that were sailing there. They were like Ronald Reagan and Roosevelt, which is of U.S. 7th Fleet. And they actually got disabled with coronavirus. One docked in Vietnam, one docked in Japan. And at that moment of time, they carried like a 17 days exercise on one of their islands. What they do is like they will create artificial islands. They will actually put like sands in the sea, and they will say they will put like an airstrip there, and they will say this is my island in the sea. The objective is not to claim these islands. The objective is that like if I have an island like. Almost at the end of the sea, then that means the whole sea is mine. So the whole objective here was to get this whole sea, so that was the thing. So even this coronavirus, this remdesivir, you know, like which Trump was celebrating like a few days back that it can cure everything. This was actually patented by a Chinese scientist which was working on this coronavirus on 21st of January. So if you have not already, they have done clinical trials and they patented that. So it all seems to me like this is actually a bioweapon that is unleashed by China. And right now, everybody is suffering. The whole world is suffering. But you see, they have, at the same time, they have occupied Hong Kong currently. They have got Hong Kong. And they are moving towards Taiwan. Right now, Australia wants this investigation. They are opposing Australia. And Japan, like they have like some Senkaku Islands. They are saying that these islands are mine. So they are actually fighting with these Japanese also. In India also, they're like in India, they are clashing with India on Indian borders also. So that's what I think, like that has actually happened here. It's just my perspective, you know, like I just wanted to share this with you guys.
I think your perspective is exactly in concert with ours here at USA Prepares, Arjun. I said very, very early in the days that the coronavirus was being announced that this was probably a bioweapon. I said that very, very early, that the United States and China might have been in competition. Canada might have been involved, but it was either released accidentally or on purpose. That was very, very early in the discussion and the news releases of the coronavirus. And we are absolutely in agreement. And the Chinese have been doing some really interesting things. And there's a law in economics called Gresham's Law. And Gresham's Law says that bad money will chase out good money. And there's a reason why I'm mentioning this. Bad money will chase out good money. So, Federal Reserve notes, pieces of paper with dead presidents on them with numbers like 1, 5, 10, 20, those kinds of pieces of paper that people believe are money, that's chased out gold and silver, which is good money. And I'll tell you how that relates to China when we come back.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast?
We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than Front Sight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from Front Sight's world-class instructors, led by Front Sight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at Front Sight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at Front Sight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FRONTSIGHT.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. Frontsight, America's gun training destination.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. Arjun called in from New Jersey. And I was describing how Gresham's Law relates to China. So Gresham's Law is simply bad money chases out good money. By extension, bad products chase out good products. Bad refrigerators, freezers, dishwashers, clothes dryers from China look stylish, but are substandard in many, many respects. They are thin, they're cheesy, they're cheap, they're lightweight, and they break very quickly. They have chased out good products like Whirlpool. Whirlpool products don't look as stylish generally as these new cheap Chinese imports. Bad automotive replacement parts chased out good quality parts. And we are so stupid that we have abandoned repairing appliances, large and small, with discarding the soon broken appliances in favor of buying new and even more substandard appliances, meaning Chinese junk. So we are accustomed to, we've had it 5 years. I guess, you know, that's how long they last. Let's get a new garbage disposal, a new dishwasher, a new dehumidifier. Let's get a new one, a new window air conditioner, a new washer, freezer, dryer. Let's get a new one because, well, they look great. So let's get a new one, and we're not going to repair that one. So all the cities throughout the United States have their own Mount China. You know, these mountains of Chinese junk that they just bury and cover up, and because we don't have to think about it because we buried it in Mount China. There's Mount China's around every city. It's where all this Chinese garbage goes. They get our money. We get their substandard products. They go into our landfill. They pollute our ground. And we think that, hey, we don't have to make this stuff. The Chinese will make it for us. I'm livid. Arjun, you hit one of my hot buttons, maybe accidentally, but I'm looking at the Chinese. They have unleashed, in my opinion, the takedown of the United States of America, and as you said, worldwide, especially Europe and the United States and Australia, and people have had it, and our governments, respective governments, are trying to tell us knock it off, and we're saying we've had it, and we're saying we've had it, and it's not just Black Lives Matter. They do. All life matters, including insects, and I'm not comparing blacks to insects. And I'm not comparing whites to blacks. I'm talking about all life matters, including the turtles that cross the road. We don't need to hit them. We really don't need to do that. We need to protect life. All life is valuable. So, in that regard, people have had it. Our governments have allowed this Chinese junk to infiltrate and pollute our country because of the greed of these alleged representatives. They're worthless. We don't need 95% of them. As a matter of fact, I'm okay with cleaning the slate and starting over. I'm actually almost okay with a lottery for president. You know, everybody's name goes into a hat, and honestly and fairly, we pick anybody. Any person can be president. And I think we would do better than having billionaires as presidents, billionaires as Congress critters, billionaires as parasites, sucking the lifeblood out of all of us. It's unacceptable. And there should be, and how do you say, well, you can't make that much money? That's a sin to make that much money. Jeff Bezos? And why is it? Why is it that almost all of these people who are so wealthy go to the same synagogue? Why is that? Why is that?
Well, I think George Carlin said it. It's all a big club and you ain't in it.
Right. We're not in it. And you know, my first girlfriend's mother called my mother and said, look, this isn't going to work out. She picked me, by the way. I didn't pick her. She picked me to be her boyfriend. And this was when I was a teenager. And her mother called my mother and said, look, this isn't going to work out. You don't understand. You are not Jewish. So this isn't going to work out. Anyway.
You know, I think ahead, she was probably right.
Well, I'm so glad she could. It broke my heart initially. it broke my heart. And I am so thankful for that phone call because I married Mrs. Finelli. And you know, I've been invited to my 50th high school reunion. And I don't think I can go to it because of the corona panic and the coronavirus, but if I were to go, I know a bunch of guys would ask me about that girl. And, you know, how's she doing? I'd say, I don't know. I have no clue. But praise the Lord, I want to thank her mother. Yeah. Arjun, did you have any more comments, Arjun?
Yes, one on racial divide. I will talk about, like, after the break.
Yeah. Hey, thanks for calling in. We'll be right with Arjun and Gwyneth here at USA Prepares.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.